W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Legal battles over the abortion pill, mifepristone, still playing out. The Supreme Court passing on a lower court ruling to ban or limit access to the FDA-approved drug on Friday. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
In a decision 7-2, the court put a pause on rulings from lower courts that would have severely restricted access to mifepristone. Conservative Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas dissented, indicating that they would have let those restrictions go into effect.
The Mid-Atlantic and Northeast bracing today for volatile storms as a powerful system packed with torrential rain and winds moves in. Those same storms spawning tornadoes in Oklahoma earlier this week. Extreme heat, the concern in Thailand. People are urged to stay indoors with triple-digit temperatures expected in some areas, including Bangkok. The comedian best known for his purple-haired persona, Dame Edna, has died. Australian Barry Humphreys was 89. This is ABC News. A trio of college students stranded in the Utah wilderness now speaking out about a new high-tech iPhone feature that helped become a lifesaver.
Three BYU students were canyoneering as a pre-graduation trip when they came across an unexpectedly deep pool of water.
We were pretty confident in our abilities. We'd been trained, but with the water and the hypothermia and just being tired, we maybe overestimated ourselves.
But things taking a turn when they learned that Stephen Watts brought his iPhone 14 and was able to use the SOS text message feature to call out for help.
Seeing the text go through was just such a huge feeling of relief.
Emergency services eventually finding the three hikers and pulling them out of the canyon in a daring nighttime rescue.
Cleanup continues in hard-hit areas of the South and Midwest after storms this week, including deadly tornadoes that tore through Oklahoma. Severe weather on the move with states along the Atlantic seaboard to New England now bracing for storms. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Spring is almost here, and that means the environment will get a few months off from damaging road salt. There's a bill in the Wisconsin legislature to certify people who apply road salt and encourage them to do it responsibly. Mike Moen reports.
The DNR would be tasked with establishing training for individual commercial applicators who would learn methods for spreading snow and ice melting products that protect water quality. Representative Elijah Benke is a lead sponsor on the assembly side and noted the impact of salt ending up in waterways is becoming hard to ignore.
Harmful effects have been noticed in our native aquatic organisms and other freshwater ecosystems.
To ease any concerns from the business community, the bill has language surrounding liability protections to shield applicators from lawsuits stemming from a slip and fall incident. Others who testified noted the plan can reduce salt from being spread around while still protecting public safety. The measure has bipartisan support as well as backing from environmental advocates. University of Wisconsin professor Hillary Dugan testified in support of the bill. Speaking on her own behalf, she noted efforts to curb salt use go beyond protecting habitat and waterways.
And this hurts recreational activities, it hurts property values. Thinking about if your private groundwater well gets salty, your property value is reduced, you're left without drinkable water.
Dugan says state and local snowplow operators have made strides in being more efficient with their application of road salt or switching to less harmful products. She says incentivizing private contractors can accelerate progress. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and this is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We're brought to you by Jolly Good Soda, and here is today's episode. Hey, folks. Welcome to the Cripescast. Today, my guest is Laura Clary. You know her from her... I don't know how many videos across the internet. She's probably got billions of views. She and I have collaborated. We collaborated twice on Illinois Girl Meets Midwest Guy and the Uber driver one in California. California Uber driver versus Wisconsin guy. So, and we've got another collaboration coming up. But the last time I was in Los Angeles, I stopped by her studios. We made a video and then we did a couple podcasts. I was on her podcast and she was on mine. So that's what you're about to hear. And of course, in the studio, the pre-studio today, I am joined with Colleen Maraca, executive producer. Sorry, coughing.
That ruined my introduction.
I know. I think I have allergies.
Do you?
Well, I've had this. So when I get a cough, it lingers. Colleen Maraca, executive producer of the Cripescast, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Colleen.
Hello.
How are we living? How are we feeling?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Colleen was setting up the camera for this intro shoot, and in doing so, she punched in because she is wearing Birkenstocks, and she didn't want her feet to end up on WikiFeet, which I thought was an interesting choice.
You're on WikiFeet.
Yeah. So you said you didn't want to wear, so you punched in the camera so people wouldn't see your feet?
Yeah, not for free.
Not for free?
Yeah.
Is that really a thing, though, that people like pull feet they find off the internet, put them on WikiFeet?
Yes.
Really?
People are really weird about feet.
Well, I know that there's the WikiFeet that I am on.
Yeah.
And,
what's your WikiFeet
kind
score?
Kind of a big deal.
Should we look?
4.9.
The fact that you have that memorized is sad.
No. There's nothing sad about feet. Not these feet, anyway. I got great cuticles.
Have you ever had a pedicure?
Once in my life.
Did you like it?
Nope. Super weird and it tickled. Super.
Wait, this is so funny.
Yeah.
4.65 out of 5.
Brutal.
Dang.
Brutal. I've gone down. What don't they like about my feet?
Comment section.
Yeah. Don't. But
he is a cutie with nice feet in a redneck kind of way.
Next comment.
That's the only comment. Should I comment something?
No.
Should we like flood the comments?
I don't need to artificially, you know. Had I known, I would have made sure to cut my toenails before wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, you have a lot of pictures up here from the horse game specifically. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that you're wearing flip-flops makes me laugh.
All right, so now it is time for my conversation with Laura Clary. Again, you know her from videos like Midwest Guy Meets LA Girl and Illinois Girl versus Wisconsin Guy. She is from Illinois originally, by the way. She's from the Chicago, excuse me, the Lingering greater cop. Chicago area. And you can find her on all platforms at Laura Clary. She's also got shows,
all her content, all her podcast shows, her shop, everything at lauraclary.com.
That's what that was. Thank you very much, Colleen. And of course, I was on her podcast, Idiot with Laura Clary, episode 36 from last month, if you want to check that out. And we're doing another collaboration this coming week. So be on the lookout for that. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is my conversation with Laura Clary. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Laura Clary, who you may know from
it's actually Clary.
Clary?
Yeah, you don't even know my name.
And that's it for this week's episode of the Cripes Cast, ladies and gentlemen. It was a lot of fun.
I just like don't understand like why you didn't know.
I'm here with Laura Clary. Sorry, Laura Clary. Oh,
fuck. It's Laura Clary.
Why'd you just stumble over how you pronounced it? Oh, anyway, I'm here with Laura from the LA versus what we title
Laura
that?
Clary.
What do we title that?
Midwest Guy Meets California Girl.
Exactly.
Who came up with that title? That was a great title.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
I suggested something else and you're like, nah.
You know why?
Why?
Because I think people are driven by sex.
Yeah.
And I think that like everyone's driven by that. And so not that there was anything sexual about the sketch, there wasn't, but just like the guy meets girl, all of a sudden you're introducing some sort of like potential romance or like some sort of, and I just feel like that always gets more clicks. Even I'll have a video where there's nothing sexual, but if you have a certain like position that's, I don't know what I'm saying. I think people are driven by sex. And if you can like tap into that in a very like PG way, it gets more views and more clicks. People are like, ooh, this is like
a will they won't they sort of situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even
absolutely.
Though the sketch itself had not, there was nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
But just the guy meets girl is compelling for people.
100%.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm really glad you decided to go with that because that video did really well, probably because some people were wondering, was this going to turn into a budding romance? Where was this Uber ride going to end?
Totally.
Did I pronounce that correct?
Both in the back seat. They didn't know.
Wow.
What was going to happen?
No. Wild. Wild.
Oh, what do I eat for breakfast is what you're all wondering.
That is what everybody was wondering. What do you eat for breakfast?
Toast. I have toast with almond butter and then blueberries on top. And it's so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Almond butter.
Oh, my God.
Is that
any sort of nut butter? I also have the combo nut butter. It's like sunflower seed, chia seed, flax seeds, cashews, almonds, all the different nuts and seeds. They blend it all. It's called Nutso. That's the brand.
Nutso.
So good. This isn't sponsored by Nutso.
I like that. You know, I've noticed that some of the nut butters are pretty expensive. Once you get past the peanut butter, it gets a little bit spendy.
It's embarrassing.
How much are you spending on butter these days?
An embarrassing amount.
Give us a ballpark.
I don't drink. I don't use drugs.
Okay.
So I might as well splurge on nut butter. That's how I justify it. That's how I justify it.
What you're saying is if I give up beer, I can have myself some cashew butter.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
You know what? $12 a bottle.
What?
I know. It's
$12?
But again, I'm not buying a margarita.
Yeah, which a lot of places will charge you $12 for.
Not
in Wisconsin. Not in Wisconsin. They probably won't charge you that much.
What's how much in Wisconsin?
Like $3.50.
Front
door and the back door.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not at the nice places, but I don't frequent the nice places. I'm not as much
a nice place guy.
I'm not. So you're from Illinois.
That's right. I'm from, like 15 miles west of Chicago.
What kind of a kid were you like growing up?
I was, when I was like really, 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 really little, I was painfully shy. Very, very shy. Yeah.
Would have fooled me.
No, I know. And then when I hit third grade, something shifted and I all of a sudden became this like clown, extrovert, just making everyone laugh. And then from there, I was like a huge troublemaker. Like, I was a very bad kid.
You tell me the worst thing you did as a kid, I'll tell you the worst thing I did as a kid.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be like,
yeah,
I don't know how bad it was. So just tell me something bad you did as a kid.
Keep it light. Should I keep it light?
Yeah.
Or you want to know the nitty gritty?
You want, give me the nitty gritty. Oh, give me the worst thing you did.
They called me Cuffs. Okay.
Cuffs
because I got arrested a lot.
Did you really?
Yes.
Come on.
No, I'm serious.
Come on.
You would. I'm not. What'd
you get arrested for? I've been arrested.
You have?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed.
I wouldn't have really guessed that you've been full on arrested.
Really?
I mean, I could have guessed that after a couple guesses, but what'd you get arrested for?
The first time I got arrested for curfew, so not a big deal. I was out.
They got curfews in Illinois?
Wait. I was like brought home from the cops for curfew. Okay. So that was my first run-in.
I didn't know that they had curfews.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
I was young. I was young and I snuck out very
okay,
late.
Okay. So
they brought me back home.
Got it.
First time I was arrested was for possession of marijuana cigarettes.
Oh, you had some of the marijuana cigarettes.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
How old?
Oh my gosh. I was like 15 or 16.
Oh, you started young.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was bad. I just pray to God my daughter's nothing like me and son as a, and I maybe they won't be, but like, here's the thing. I grew up in a house that was full of love, but also very chaotic. My dad would say things like, you know, Laura, when you try acid, you got to make sure you're in a really contained environment. I was like, Dad, like, I don't want to try acid. He's like, you got to try acid. You got to try acid. So like, that was my upbringing.
Yeah.
I was like buying weed for my dad.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was so, you know, a lot of love, but a lot of chaos. And so I could kind of do whatever I wanted, I felt like, especially as the youngest kid. Mm-hmm. So I was always ditching school, getting stoned, like shoplifting. I didn't grow up with a lot of money. So and this is horrible, but as a kid, I wanted what I wanted. And I was just like, I was very rebellious and sort of lost. So I was like, I was a troublemaker.
Wow.
Yeah. But I, you know, I really cleaned up and
you're sober.
I'm sober for 11 years and I don't shoplift, which is great. Thank you.
Do you ever walk by something though and see like...
No, I used to though.
What's the secret to shoplifting back when you were doing
it? Oh my God.
Back when you were doing it, and this is not... We're not condoning shoplifting. No, but especially now they've got all the cameras all over the place. So, but I'm saying back in the day.
Gosh.
What would you do? Would you go try stuff on and then put stuff
on
over?
So this was like the most savage thing I think I did when I was a teenager was my mom gave me $20 to go buy a onesie for my neighbor's baby shower. She was like, here's $20. Go to the local jamboree and get a onesie for little Noah and come back.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with my friend Jack. So she gives us the $20 and we get in the car and we look at each other. We're like, let's steal the onesie and go buy some weed.
Oh.
Genius. So we go to the jamboree.
Yep.
And I remember like Jack, I told Jack he had to like ask the employees about sizes or whatever while I took the onesie.
Distracting.
Yeah, distracting. Yeah. So having someone to distract the employees was definitely a good tactic.
Yeah.
I feel bad saying this because I really do... but whatever. I was a kid. I was a stupid kid.
You were a kid.
I wasn't thinking.
And again, we're not condoning this kind of behavior.
We're not condoning. Don't steal onesies.
No.
For God's sake.
Jeez, that'll get you on the wrong path. And okay, you know.
Buy your weed. Don't. Well, actually, I did buy it.
You did buy it.
I did not steal weed.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Mixed precipitation likely, changing to all rain this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 45, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tonight lows level off around 31, partly cloudy skies. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow highs level off around 45, overcast. Upper 40s, Monday and Tuesday, chance for scattered rain showers. Monday for Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
A newborn onesie. She doesn't ask where the receipt is, where the bag is. She's like, thank you. Moves on with her day. And then like a week later, she goes, Laura! I come downstairs, she goes, what the hell is this? There's a f***ing onesie covered in resin, disgusting, like black tarred up. Is this going to get me canceled?
No,
this
maybe.
This is really
maybe.
Bad.
This is
Guys,
bad.
Guys, I'm so much better now.
Yeah, you are way...
But anyway, she goes, what the hell is this? Because it's just disturbing to think about that. Like a baby onesie just like covered in weed residue.
Yeah.
It's really a disturbing sight.
Does she know that it's weed residue or is she thinking, what's this
Like it smells substance? And it's like...
She knew exactly what it smelled
Oh, for
like.
Sure. Yeah. I think she did know. And to be honest, like I remember the conversation of like, what the hell isn't that? And I think I was like, I don't know. Like, that's so weird. Like, that's crazy. And like, that was it.
That was it?
It was just moving on. Like, I don't remember.
But
like,
your mom knew that you partook in the marijuana at this point in your life.
I think so.
Okay.
I think
if she didn't, she now has a onesie. I wonder if she found out that you were shoplifting and smoking weed on the same day.
Yeah. She found that out, that story, because I wrote it in my book. And so she... So it's in my book. You can get my book on Amazon, or you can Idiot. Also, yeah, I prefer the audiobook, cause you could just listen and, you know, do whatever you're going to do and just listen to me tell you stories.
It's a great cover.
Thank you. Thank it's you so much. Cover. Thank you. That's my other book. I have two books.
Plural.
Idiots. Forgot to put on clothes that day.
Yeah. What's going on?
I just forgot.
You just said,
you know, when you wake up and you're like, clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's even worse because like you have full on shoot. For
that's
your,
right.
The promote, like of all the days to forget clothes.
To forget clothes. Like that's, yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So that was my first time getting arrested.
Wait, I thought you didn't get caught that time.
No, that wasn't getting arrested. That was shoplifting.
That's how you would shoplift back in the day.
Yeah. You asked how to shoplift.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now I know. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that we got that one out there. That's great.
I don't do that anymore.
Were you a good student?
No, terrible.
I had a feeling. Based off the previous conversation.
Right. So, I was so bad in
so
school.
Your life up until this point, high school, and now you're done with high school, 17 years old, you are on the trajectory of someone who may decide to move out to LA to become a movie star and then fail miserably.
Yes.
But instead, you didn't fail, Mr.
Well, that was never an option for me.
Oh.
Because you can't fail until you quit. but seriously.
You came out to LA, you left Illinois.
Yeah.
And you drove out.
Yeah, not making it was not an option for me. I think that's the mistake a lot of people make is that they have plan Bs. Mm. So for me, it was like, oh, I'm definitely going to do what I love for a living. There was no like, you could call it delusional.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I was. And so,
that's a hilarious phrase. That's a great quote. What'd you drive out in?
Oh, I didn't drive. I did fly.
You flew out.
Yeah. I begged my sister for money. She was a waitress and she paid for my plane ticket. But yeah, so like I was a really bad student. I was seriously straight D's. I barely graduated high school. And my speech teacher, because the only thing I was really good at was theater and speech. Like that was it. And I was really good at it. And I would write original comedies. And I knew I was really good at it. And I knew it was what I wanted to do. So college was never even a thought for me because I was like, oh, I'm going to do comedy. That's what I'm going to do. There's nothing. I have no other skill set. There's nothing else I can do. So.
That's what you were thinking. There was nothing else you could do.
Yes. Yes, I still think that.
You still think that.
So yeah. What else could I do?
Oh, you could do
Charlie,
it. Motivational speaking. Oh, let's rewind the tape.
Wait
I
a
got
minute.
A wedgie, you know, and then put an emotional thing underneath.
Oh my God. That yes.
You could be a I mean,
you
I'm
can't
inspired
fail until
to
you quit.
I'm inspired to get rid of my wedgie right now.
Be delusional and have wedgies. Whoa. But so I went, so my theater coach was like, she comes up to me senior year and she's like, God, Lori, you yourself out of 90% of the colleges in this country. And is that weed in your purse? Cause she could smell it. But, and I was like, yes, it is. But I college was never in the plans for me. So I never tried in school. I really struggled to focus. I think I have ADHD, whatever. I knew what I wanted to do and I wasn't interested. And I wasn't a good student.
Right.
Like the name of my book is Idiot. That's the reason for that. So then I came out here at 17. My friends who were 2 years older than me were interning at a production company in LA.
Were they potheads themselves?
Yeah, I think so. I think they smoked a bit of weed. But they were like smart and like went to Northwestern in Chicago.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, they were 2 years older and they were interning at a production company in LA. And they came to my high school like right before my graduation and they were like, hey, Laura, we're interning at this production company in LA. Do you want to come sleep on the couch? And I was like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because before that, I was going to just do like Second City and like do improv and
in
stuff
Chicago.
Like, yeah, in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was going to go that route and then eventually make my way out to LA. But then all of a sudden they come to my school and say, hey, come. We know you want to be an actress. Come.
Yeah.
Sleep on the couch. Like give us some money for rent. Done. So I was like, let's do it. So I go, I sleep on the couch. There was like a apartment with like fleas everywhere because the woman who lived there that we subleased it from had a cat and the cat had fleas. So I had bites all up and down my legs. It was great. It was so much fun. I had so much fun.
That's me. It's, I mean, nothing like a good flea bite.
You know what I mean?
So you're out there getting bit by fleas.
That's right.
What are you doing for work?
Nothing initially. So I borrowed money. I was really good at asking for money from like my sister and my mom. Because I was like, guys, I got dreams. I do not have time for a day job. Like, guys, I got a...
Oh, you never got a day job?
No, I did eventually. But that first summer, I borrowed money from like my mom and my sister to like... It was very cheap because I was sleeping on the couch. So it was very cheap rent. And it was just, you buy like in and out, like cheap food. You know, you live off scraps or whatever. And for that summer, I just borrowed money from my family. I didn't get a job this summer. Eventually I got a job, at a cigar bar in Beverly Hills.
Ooh.
Yeah. And what? I was a waitress and I was terrible. And I would spill drinks on Alec Baldwin and
Did you really do
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Was he upset?
Well, okay. I didn't spill a drink on him, but I would spill drinks and Alec Baldwin was there.
Oh,
and
better story if
better
you
story
spilled
if I
on
spilled
him.
On Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Did you start at Second City in LA? How did you get into the...
I did a couple improv classes. I hated them. I would run out crying because I think a lot of those instructors are Screw you if you taught me at Second City. Suck it. Because they would always tell me like, oh, that's not funny. Or like, oh, here are the rules to comedy.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Legal battles over the abortion pill, mifepristone, still playing out. The Supreme Court passing on a lower court ruling to ban or limit access to the FDA-approved drug on Friday. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
In a decision 7-2, the court put a pause on rulings from lower courts that would have severely restricted access to mifepristone. Conservative Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas dissented, indicating that they would have let those restrictions go into effect.
The Mid-Atlantic and Northeast bracing today for volatile storms as a powerful system packed with torrential rain and winds moves in. Those same storms spawning tornadoes in Oklahoma earlier this week. Extreme heat, the concern in Thailand. People are urged to stay indoors with triple-digit temperatures expected in some areas, including Bangkok. The comedian best known for his purple-haired persona, Dame Edna, has died. Australian Barry Humphreys was 89. This is ABC News.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. It's called loon fallout, and it happens when the migrating birds run into atmospheric conditions which cause ice to form, making them too heavy to fly. It's been happening in central and northern Wisconsin. Loons need at least a quarter mile of open water to run across in order to get airborne. If you see loons on the ground, call Loon Rescue or the Raptor Education Group Incorporated. Wisconsin's DNR is expanding the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program to 160 libraries starting on May 1st. Over 6,000 day passes will be available at the 160 libraries across the state. The one-time use passes are good for single-day admission for one vehicle at any state park, forest, or recreation area where admission is required. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hello there, my name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter. Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Or what I felt I was good at, and nothing was going to stand in my way. And so I just, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I forgot what I was saying.
I'm getting it. And actually, we got to switch battery on the
camera.
We
do anyway.
Right? But that was, I think you did say it really well, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have some confidence, and that was okay, beautiful.
Thank you.
Inspirational.
Thank you. I am an inspirational speaker now since this podcast.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court grants the Justice Department request to leave FDA approval of an abortion pill in place for now. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The Biden administration and the manufacturer of mifepristone launched an emergency appeal to the high court.
We are prepared also for a long legal battle. That is our commitment and our promise to the millions of women across the country.
The Sudanese army says evacuations of foreign nationals, including Americans, has begun, but the airport in the capital is not secure as fighting between rival factions rages on.
There is no safety now in Khartoum, and no one is safe in Khartoum. And I am amongst the hundreds of thousands of inhabitants of Khartoum inside their homes.
On this Earth Day, a new survey finds that 8 in 10 Americans have dealt with some sort of extreme weather in the past few years, from excessive heat to drought. Most of them are blaming climate change. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
You're in Los Angeles, you got booked on your very first pilot, and at this point, are you thinking, I did it, I did the thing,
yes.
I'm there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it didn't get picked up.
Didn't get picked up.
Yeah.
And how old are you at this point?
21.
21. When do you make the switch from going out there and trying to be everything to everyone in LA to just saying, I'm going to do it on my own?
I think I was like, 26 maybe, and I was doing commercials and bad sitcoms and like the odd indie film, and my life was like 90% rejection, and like all I would do was audition for things that I didn't necessarily love. I often found myself like rewriting scripts or like wanting to rewrite them or like not loving the roles. And then I would not even book the roles that I didn't even love. So I was like, this sucks. And then I started noticing my friends making videos online and posting them or doing web series. And I was like, interesting. Anyway, one day I'm doing a Capital One commercial and I'm playing a runway model, which I am not. I'm just tall and lanky. So I would play them. And, but I can't like walk.
You can't walk.
No.
I've been watching you walk.
I can't walk.
How are you supposed to walk that you're not walking?
I can't walk in heels. These are not heels. I don't wear heels. I cannot walk in heels.
Why?
I don't like heels. They're not natural. They're not good for your feet. I don't like them.
You have a strong animosity toward heels.
Well, it's just because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I don't like them.
I get it.
They're not for me.
Well, and that's why...
Can you just accept me for who I am?
I do accept you for who you are, and you do not need to wear heels ever.
Thank you.
And you don't need a man to tell you that either.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So at least we can agree on something.
Whoa. Whoa.
I just like pick a fight with you.
I like that. Yeah. You know what? You picked a fight with me on your podcast too, which people should check out.
We physically fight on my podcast.
We do.
Charlie kicks my ass.
No. No, that's not what happened.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. But so what was I saying? Oh yeah. So I'm playing a runway model with like actual beautiful runway models. This one girl named Portia was also a stand-up comedian, actually.
Yeah.
And she comes up to me during the shoot and she's like, hey, you know, I would love to write a web series. And I was like, a web series? What's that? And she's like, yeah, no, like we could write like a show for YouTube. You know, I do comedy as well. And so maybe we could write a show about these like failing models who are like incredibly underqualified to do anything else. And you just watch them like fail and fall. And I was like, that's interesting. And we exchange numbers. And then I go away and I'm like, meh, I don't know. It was just a whole new world that I didn't know much about, so I didn't really think much of it. Cut to, I'm at a like fourth callback for another pilot. And this pilot I really cared about. I was like, this is going to be the next Friends. I'm going to be the next Phoebe. This is it. This is my big break. 100%. This is going to change my life.
Yeah.
And then I get a call from my agent on the way home saying that they had offered the role to actually like Brooklyn Decker.
What?
Who's like, she's hot as but I'm funnier.
Sorry. Oh, 100%.
Sorry, Brooklyn. You're hotter, I'm funnier. And I was so devastated and I was so angry and it was like I hit a bottom at that point. I was so mad. I was like, I had no control over my career and all I wanted to do was be funny for people and they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me be funny and I was so angry. And then I remember that girl Portia from the Capital One commercial who talked about this web series and I grabbed my phone and I called her and I said, hey, you remember that idea? Let's write it. And she was like, okay, cool. I was like, come over tomorrow. She's like, all right, cool. So she comes over tomorrow. We write the whole outline for the series. We pitch it to this company called All Def Digital and they buy it and I made my first series, my first YouTube series, and I wrote it, produced it, starred in it. It was terrible, but I did it. And I was like, I'm never going on the other side of the casting again. I'm going to be creator from then on.
That's such a liberating feeling. I remember when I was in LA, I was going out doing the commercial auditions. You spend hours in the car driving to just fail.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
How about when you have 12 pages of script that you memorized and they have you do the first scene? Thanks for coming in.
I got two more scenes to go,
I have
lady.
Two more scenes that I just stayed up till 4 a.m. to learn. Thanks for coming in. One time I was so fed up with being told thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because you never talk back to casting directors, right? Because we're like sheep. We're powerless. Actors are like powerless. And so you kiss their ass.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta kiss their ass. They were like, she's like, thanks for coming in. And I was like, is there something I did? And she goes, thanks for coming in.
Oh.
And I said, I just want to know what I did. Am I too tall? Was I like, what's going on? Tell me what I did. I just want to know. Just tell me so I can not do it the next time.
Right.
Give me some constructive criticism.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal to like talk, not talk back, but ask for feedback.
Right.
And she just looks at me and she goes, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and I walked out. Actually, I didn't. I said it in my head though.
So that was it. That was it. And you weren't going back.
Yeah. So I did that. And then I lived off like savings and, And I decided to post a video a day every single day for a year. And that...
On YouTube at this point.
This was the 15-second Instagram time. Do you remember that? It was like right after Vine when Instagram had just...
Really?
Mm-hmm, and Instagram just started doing 15-second video.
Yeah.
And then Facebook just started doing video. And I started posting on Facebook. And nobody was posting on Facebook. And my manager called me, what are you doing, Laura? You can't even monetize the videos. Why are you posting on there? But I had heard from someone... No, you got to post on Facebook because it's not saturated. So you're going to get seen.
Yep.
So I post for free and that's how I blew up on there. And that's how I have 15 million followers on there because I was one of the first people to post video content on there.
Yeah, you were doing the work. I mean, you were making comedy, you were making funny comedy and you were doing it consistently. And, you know, that's sort of what it takes. I think that's such a more empowering thing than trying to go... please some casting director who has a vague idea. Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna bring up the casting directors anymore. That's triggering, we'll call it.
It's actually not. I'm like pretending to be mad, but I'm not anymore.
I know. Well, it was funny. It was for comedic
effect.
You really, so over the years, you have, 15 million just on Facebook. You've probably got 30 million followers somewhere?
25.8. Something like that. Yeah.
And do you think, you've done acting, you've done music, you've done so much. Do you have more that
shoplifting? I've done it all.
Shoplifting, author, the whole deal. Mm. Do you ever think you could stop doing this?
No, I don't.
No.
I think a break would be nice. That sounds
Yeah,
nice.
A break would be nice. Right? You know, that is the thing about the more traditional stuff is the traditional yes. actors, directors, whatever, they're part of the guild, right?
Yes.
And so they get these breaks, but us doing it, the other side of that double-edged sword is that we continuously are making content and things. We're continuously making it for these algorithm situation.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think that'll change. I don't think there's going to be a union saying the algorithm won't screw you over if you take a month-long break or something. But would be nice.
It's like the Wild West, you know?
It is.
Crazy. And it's such new territory, you know? We're just learning as we're going, and everything's always changing. And, now you got to be on TikTok, and now you got to do this and that. And you just kind of got to roll with it because it's ever-changing, this industry. And so I love it though.
Yeah. Do you get something inside of you though that's ever this could all go away?
Are you projecting?
Colleen, cut that out. Cut that out.
Wait, but no, yeah.
Absolutely. Am I projecting? Probably.
Absolutely, yeah.
You have that feeling too?
I do, yeah. I do, but I'm kind of crazy if you haven't noticed. And I...
No, you're not. You are brilliant.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You really think so?
I do.
I took geometry 3 times.
We'll go with crazy.
Yeah, but so I retrained my brain to get out of that fear-based scarcity mindset that is... Oh my God, it's all gonna go away.
Yeah.
So again, call me delusional, mm-hmm. but I choose to believe that we live in an abundant world and that everything is working out. And I affirm that every day and every night because I used to say the worst things to myself. I used to even go so far as to write in a journal and say I'm stupid, I'm this, I'm that. I would write these negative affirmations about myself when I was much younger. And I realized that I had to retrain my brain and recreate my self-image. And so I started really taking affirmations very seriously. And so I do them every day and every night. And I sort of retrained my brain to believe that we live in an abundant world and that it's all working out and that I'm smart and that, I make enough money to live a great life and that I have a life beyond my wildest dreams. I'm so happy and grateful I have a life beyond my wildest dreams. I say that every day and every night. And so I think there's a lot of power in our thoughts.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so this whole fear of, oh my God, I'm going to lose it all. It's not actually rational.
No.
No.
No, it's not.
It's what is anxiety but a fear of the future?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've learned to get present, get in.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
Infuse the goodness of handcrafted and single origin loose leaf tea into your life. It's all expertly sourced by your own certified tea specialists at Cultivate Taste in Green Bay. Cultivate Taste doesn't use flavorings, candy, or sugar in its luxurious teas, allowing you to develop your personal tea palette while knowing you are drinking something really healthy too. Cultivate Taste on North Broadway in Green Bay. Call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163 or go to cultivatetaste.com.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Mixed precipitation likely, changing to all rain this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 45. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tonight, lows level off around 31. Partly cloudy skies. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 45. Overcast. Upper 40s, Monday and Tuesday. Chance for scattered rain showers. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 44.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Why? Why attach to that thought? It's not true. I might as well go, no, my life's just going to get better every day in every way.
You know, I was going to, I actually have on my to-do list to see a therapist, but I think I can cross that off now.
See what I'm saying?
I like that a lot. I mean, I really do. I mean, that's a great mentality, and you can see it sort of in everything you've created in this beautiful home you have and all of that sort of stuff. I mean, you are really living your dream, and that's very cool to see. I see my siblings who have had kids, I see, you know, how they're changed by that. And I do not have kids, but I was curious for you as sort of someone who's in the same sort of creative field, how have your children sort of changed your creative outlook?
Oh, yeah. Well, interesting. So I had got a pilot for my Pamela Pupkin character. Facebook Watch bought a pilot from her. Mm-hmm. And it was like $1 million budget, which is wild because, you know, we make stuff for nothing.
Yeah.
So like, that's mind blowing to me that you would spend that much on a 20-minute episode. Right. What?
Where's all the money going?
I could do it for $600, literally. Anyway, I shoot that pilot. I'm like, this is it. Or like, this is going to be my big show. And then they watch it. It was insanely offensive. And I didn't think about that before I wrote it. I was like, I didn't think about the fact that it needs to be brand friendly.
Right.
They were like, write what you want. I'm like, okay. So I wrote the most inappropriate and I couldn't believe it didn't get picked up. I'm not even going to go into what was in there, but I thought it was very funny. Anyway, so they didn't pick it up and I was devastated for like a couple days. Mm-hmm. My point is, I was 4 months pregnant at the time, and I was like prepared to shoot this whole show pregnant and like make it work and hide the belly and blah, blah. And then they didn't pick it up, and it was the best thing that happened to me because all of a sudden my stomach started getting bigger. I started, you know, growing this baby, and then I started like peeing myself a little bit because the baby would push on your bladder and I would just pee a little. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Peeing on yourself is very funny. So I started writing about that and what it was like to be pregnant. And then I would post these sketches about pregnancy, and that like blew me up a million times more.
Wow.
It was so much more relatable than even that Pamela pilot. It was like this universal experience of motherhood. And so I just started writing what was in front of me. And then that grew my audience massively. And then I had a baby, and then I wrote about that. And I just kind of wrote about what was in front of me. And then it also helped a structure, because it was like, I've got from this time to do this because I was working around this baby. And I'm like, he's attached to my and I'm trying to get stuff done. But like, you know, I would say it was good creatively for me.
Yeah, because I feel like, and I just feel like this, just seeing it, or maybe this is the case because I don't got kids, but I'm assuming they don't allow you to sweat some of the small stuff in a lot of this, you know, like.
Oh yes, that too. Yeah. I guess I was just talking about like how it affected my work, but like me, yes, I would say you don't have time to sweat the small stuff. No.
Yeah.
No. And then you want to be better too for them.
Do you?
Yes. Yeah.
Like in what way better?
Just like a I'm not going to be shoplifting onesies anymore. Like I want to be a good example to them, yeah. You know, and be a good person. They inspire me to be better. They also drive me crazy, but they also inspire me to be better.
Yeah.
Three-year-olds are insane.
Yeah.
They're insane. They're out of their minds.
Yeah, they.
They're little terrorists. I love my kids, but three-year-olds are monsters.
Do you think you have such a great work ethic? You know. Mm-hmm. You don't think so. But I like how you say, that's your Midwest showing.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's your Midwest showing.
Wow.
Yeah. Is it, okay. But do you think there's sort of like something about the Midwest that made you who you are?
Absolutely. And I think people are just funnier out there, I swear.
Why?
Oh, man. I think it's the weather. We just have to laugh. Like, we have to.
Yeah.
Like, we have to have a sense of humor because yeah. We're freezing all the time.
I know.
And like, you know, I swear, it's too, I don't know. I just think for some reason, look at all the comedians that are from the Midwest, especially Chicago. My God.
Yeah.
Say what you will about Chicago. Say what you will. It's got some funny people there.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
Second city.
But why do you think so many funny people are from the Midwest? But it's real, right?
I have the same answer. Yeah.
Are you serious?
No.
Other?
I did a thing in the book, the Midwest Survival Guide, which you can get anywhere you get books. I would recommend getting it at your local bookstore.
Get it at your local bookstore.
Support the local bookstore.
I've definitely read his book, and it is so good.
Oh, God, this again. She hasn't seen my stand-up special, you know.
I love the part in the book where you write about Wisconsin.
I'm not hurt. I'm just wounded. Why do people from Illinois speed so much?
Because we're busy, Charlie. We've got stuff to do.
How are you gonna watch out for deer if you're speeding like that?
Oh my gosh. The fact that that's a real concern for you. You know, I grew up going to Wisconsin every summer, Westfield, Wisconsin.
Shout out to Westfield, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What would you do there?
It's called the Golden Horse Ranch. And my... it was a ranch, a horse ranch, owned by two blind people, and they would ride horses. It was dangerous.
Well, the horses can see.
They can. Oh, my God. But the riders couldn't. Anyway, Ruth was her name, Ruth Komen. She's dead now.
This is like my grandma telling a story. Ruth, she's the greatest gal. Do you remember that one time she did this? That story goes on for 5 minutes. Like, yeah, I remember. What about her? Oh, she died. Cool. Real good. Glad I heard the backstory. Glad I heard the origin story, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, my dad grew up going there. He went there since he was a little kid, and then they brought us, and it was like all the cousins and everyone would go, and we'd stay in these like really cabins and ride horses and sing by the campfire and do line dancing, and it was the best. It was actually my favorite memory as a kid.
That's really cool. That's actually a great question. What is your favorite memory of a kid?
And honestly, place? Golden Horse Ranch in Westfield, Wisconsin. Cool. So there you go.
Maybe happy? One. I am happy. You know, maybe one day you can buy that ranch.
Wait, I totally would. Are you kidding me? I would love to do that. I stole the sign, Golden Horse Ranch. I've got it on my screen porch.
Do you?
In Downers Grove, Illinois.
Really? You stole the sign?
Yeah.
You little thief.
Well, that was...
That's exactly why we don't like people from Illinois. You fibs come up here to a beautiful, picturesque place in Wisconsin, and you just can't leave it the way you found it. You got to steal the damn sign.
That's right.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
That's right.
I want that sign returned along with that resin bowl onesie.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Deal.
Okay.
Deal.
Well, it was so wonderful having you on the Cripscast.
I had a blast.
Do you want to promote anything?
Oh, you guys should follow me.
She'll take you right to prison. Thief. A thief.
But anyway, whatever. Just follow me on social media if you want. You don't have to. I'm not saying that you have to. I'm saying if you want to follow me, you can. It's... at Laura Clary.
Oh. Folks, it's been another wonderful episode.
I have two books. as well. You can buy those books if you want to. You don't have to.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.